Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. As an environmental scientist, I am always emphasizing to protect and preserve habitats. You hear me say this so often. Well, I'm going to say now it's imperative that we leave the next generation a healthy and positive scenario to put themselves in a position to win. The great Dale Earnhardt, race driver, he would always say, they'd ask, why are you so great? He says, well, I put myself in a position to win. Well, I think it's our job to put the next generation in a position to win. You know, I am not a big movie guy. If you were to ask me about any movie, actually, people talk about like TV shows and sitcoms, and they've been off the air for 10 years. People are watching reruns, and I have no clue as to who people are. Every now and then, something in a movie, I might be watching 10 minutes here or there, it hits me. And I remember the scene in The Karate Kid where Daniel was standing on the edges of a boat and Mr. Miyagi was rocking the boat back and forth and he was screaming, balance, Daniel-san. Well, it is the same type of balance I am faced with around my home. I love plants. One of my degrees, I have a few of them, one of my degrees is in botany. So I love plants, specifically perennial flowers. I have spent 20 years developing the property around this large historic home that I live in. When I moved here, there was not a plant on the property except for grass. And I kid you not, huge piece of property, there was grass. There was not a flowering anything. So now I have these beautiful perennial flower gardens and borders along all the different paths. I am always posting on social media. You know, when we're filming somewhere, one of our adventures for Joey B TV, you could watch those at joeybee.tv. But don't go there now to watch an episode because you need to listen to this because you could always go back and watch that episode. And, you know, as I talk about a couple things today, one of the episodes you do want to watch is Joey B versus the squirrel, a comical episode. But you see, when I'm, like, we're filming somewhere and if I have a day off, I often we'll just post something. And again, my camera's always with me. So I take photos of all these beautiful flowers and things going on from one of my gardens. And I get so many positive comments about them. It makes me feel good. So where is the balance? It is between the animals who eat plants, the herbivores, and they've been pushed into many areas and away from their natural habitats because of our destruction of their homes. Remember at the beginning of the show, I said, protect and preserve. Well, think about this. We take their land, take their home, and build our home. Fair? Well, that's a decision that you need to make. Well, my latest balance is with three bucks. They're white-tailed deers. One of them's a mature buck, and the other two are one-year-olds. They've been enjoying a delicacy of the yuccas around my home, Jerusalem artichokes, hostas, coral bells, and they throw in a few other plants just because they want to increase their diet, I guess. One of them even climbed on my front porch and ate a few annual plants. So what to do? Well, my science background says manage the herd. Yes, the herd of three deer. Well, here's something for you. In the Gallo wineries out in California, they actually hang in a woman's nylon stockings. They hang Irish Spring soap, and it keeps them away. So I said, all right, let's go to trial one. So I go down to my local Target. I am now in the women's section, and I am looking at women's pantyhose. And I kid you not, I am in there, and I feel like a pervert. And I'm just standing there, and I'm looking around and I'm looking at the prices too. And I go, so I actually purposely call over one of their sales associates because I didn't want to feel like a pervert. I said, excuse me, ma'am. And I explained what I was doing. She giggled. She laughed. And I said, look, I says, I can't spend like those $9 and $16. And I said, I need something cheaper. I explained, and she sort of giggled like the reason why. And I said, I got to hang up a number of these. So I turn around and I see this box of brand name Legs. I think it was L-E-G-G-S, whatever it was. And there was a box of four, much cheaper. I said, that's what I want. Give me two boxes. So she laughed. I laughed. I left. Now, so the first trial was this. I hung up eight different, because I had eight different little sets of pantyhose. I hung up eight different sets with Irish Spring around the property. Well, the first morning, I am so excited because here comes the big old buck. He comes in. He heads towards one of the Irish Spring. He turns, walks around the piece of property right there. I guess he gets scent of the other one and jumps over the stone wall that separates my property, and he's gone. And the fans are cheering. Life is so good. I'm going, this is great. Then the second trial. Here come the two young bucks. They are literally 10 feet out the front door. I have this beautiful flowering cherry tree, and many of you have seen photos of it, commented on it. And, well, not flowering, it's already past that time. So I actually have two of my pantyhose with Irish Spring hanging from it. And I've got one of my yuccas right there, like sort of in the sun piece, just off to the left side of it. And I've got some of the Irish Spring hanging right there. Well, I am letting you know, the two young bucks is under that cherry tree. There is a huge patch of Pachysandra. You probably see it in the thumbnail right here that you're looking at. And they lay down. They go to sleep in it. They're just hanging out. Day beds, and this is great. So I'm going, all right. So maybe they're now just getting a good whiff of it. Well, after about an hour, one of them gets up, walks 10 feet. And literally, this is about 10 feet from my front door. And he starts to eat the stem of the flower stalk of the yucca and just munching it square down with one of the Irish Springs, literally like almost like right in his nose. And I'm going, all right, so yum, he's loving those. And then I guess he wanted it a little bit extra. So he turns maybe 10 feet from there, and there's one of my strawberry patches. And I'll talk to you a little bit more about those later on. But hey, he starts to eat all the leaves off the strawberry plants. So I said, all right, let's give a scare tactic. So he's 10 feet from the front porch. I come out. I stand there. They both look squarely at me. And I see, when I try to scream, it's not just, I try to say the same words. And this is just something for you. We had a problem many years ago with stray cats. And they would just hear my voice and a loud clap. And I'm telling you right now, I could be backing my truck in. This is like 20 years ago. I'd be backing my truck in. And while I'm backing my truck up this long drive, I'd see one of the cats. I just stopped the truck, my same vocal, get, and I said, get out of here, and clap, and he'd go. Well, here's a big old, yes, he's still a year old, but he's a big old buck, 10 feet from me, get out of here, clap. He looks at me, he stares me down, he flips me the hoof, and just stays there. He doesn't move at all. So the Irish Spring in the California wineries, yes, maybe in Ireland, yes. Well, not in the East, not here at all. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So I figure out what's going to be my next trial. What am I going to be going to? So, And I want you to know that I go to YouTube and you go, oh, you're a scientist. I am letting you know that there are so many people that have come up with their own little home remedies. I hate to talk about toilet bowls. One time, one bowl was just clogged. I'm saying, spent an hour, 2 hours, couldn't unclog it. I go there and one woman just says, well, you just take some of your soap detergent from your kitchen sink, squirt it down there, let it sit for 10 minutes. Plunge gun. And I'm telling you right now, world's greatest thing. So I picked up a tip there. I said, let's check the YouTube. Well, some woman is speaking about a concoction that has come up from England or out of England. And it was simply mixing one egg yolk, 1 tablespoon of baking powder with 1 liter of water, mix it very well, put it in a spray container, you know, liter containers, and I have a few of those because all mine are organic, so I can put this in there. And this concoction will last for 2 weeks. Well, yeah, you're going to have to, they're talking about you have to reapply after 2 weeks. They did not speak about if it rains, because I've used like cayenne pepper for plants, and I'll get into a couple other animals that this balancing nature and home life is all about. And, you know, every time it rains, well, then what do you have to do? You have to reapply the pepper spray. So let's see. So I have not done the concoction yet, but that is one of the things that hopefully will keep the deer away. Because, hey, I don't mind sharing, but I do mind sharing. Like, for example, the deer have been mowing down, and I have all these different varieties of hostas and huge leaves, one called elephant ear, I guess, huge leaf. And that was actually right next to where they bedded down under that cherry tree, and they did not touch it. And I already know this, and I'm going to talk about the next animal in a second, because animals have taste buds like us, and they love certain things. And it's funny how they love specific hostas, and we'll just mow them down, and other ones they won't touch at all. So here's another balancing act I have going on. Mr. Groundhog, you see, he has a taste for my purple coneflower. Some of you know it as echinacea, and echinacea, the root is actually ground up. The Native Americans figured this out thousands of years ago, and they take it as for colds, and you could find it in your local health food store, probably just about in any store that's going to sell herbs. So echinacea, that's the root of it. But the flower is my favorite flower, and I am letting you know that the groundhog, he just, it is his absolute, like if you have your favorite food is coffee ice cream, which happens to be my favorite. I'm not a big ice cream person, but if I'm having ice cream, it's coffee ice cream. So you see, he just has this taste for it. And I know that I've told this story before, but it is definitely worthwhile. I had this huge teepee in the back part of my yard, in my garden, filled with Kentucky Wonder beans. So straight up, 10 feet up, teepee, kids can climb in the inside, really cool. Well, come home one day, my friend Jess is over for the first time. We're in a great room in the back, glass enclosed back. You could look out into the gardens and really pretty setting. And there's a groundhog 2 feet up in on the teepee, eating my beans, just having the greatest time in the world. Well, I've got a super soaker gun, water pistol, by the way, for those of you. So I grab it, I go out in the back, and I start chasing him, and I am giving him, and I'm running after him, and I am giving him a shot in the shorts, and I'm just hitting him, and I'm chasing him onto the next property. I'm in the next property, and he's gone. Come back in the house, Jess says to me, by the way, that's the funniest thing I've ever said or ever seen. While she's saying this, guess what? We turn around. There is a groundhog back up on top. He's like a little bit higher, eating more Kentucky Wonder string beans. So you see, animals, they will get chased off, but if they have a great food, guess what? It doesn't matter. They're going to get in. They're just going to come back because, hey, you're not chasing me away from my favorite food. So the only thing I'm wondering is, does that egg mixture work, and will it help here? And again, that's going to be my next real trial. I do have a live trap, and I've done this before, where you can live trap an animal. It's safe, and you can relocate them onto some other place. Just like I'm a fisherman and I catch and release, well, I am the same thing with animals. No, there aren't traps large enough for deer, but I've done this with chipmunks, and I'll get to my chipmunk stories in a second here. But I'm going to let you know that it's important that we really just take care of him. If you're going to release him, you release him into a much better habitat away from homes and people. Because again, they will then have a better life as well without that confrontation between humans and animal. Well, Ralph the chipmunk, and if you listen to my Don't Look Now series, not now because you need to finish this one, but it's a comical series about true stories with interactions with me and animals in the wild. Well, the chipmunks, they love strawberries. So they would be diving into my strawberry patch. So what do? I get some great netting and I put it all over the strawberry patches. And it took me great pains to get this done, to stake it down, stake it down, stake it down. Well, guess what? Mr. Groundhog, who also likes strawberries, could not get into the patch. And all that meant was there was more strawberries for the chipmunks. Well, guess what? Now the bucks have come in and are eating the strawberry leaves, which means there's less strawberries for the chipmunks. So maybe, like, that's the... Maybe that's the answer, is let the bucks eat their plants. So they'll eat each other's plants and then they'll leave. Now, I don't think this is a way to control critters. One balancing act that I do not have to do is that tightrope walk across, which includes the Canada goose. You know, there's Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, and she went down the yellow brick road. Well, geese, they walk, and again, in county parks and on people's properties, and I call it the Green Scat Road. And I'm going to say this. Years back, my friend Nancy Nolte, Nick Nolte, the actor, his sister, a good friend of mine, go up on Nancy's farm often, and we spoke about this and never followed through. And I'm going to let you know that if you are an educator or a parent of a child, this would be a great experiment to do. A guy had come out with this product probably, I'm going to say, 15 years ago. And he says, oh, it's, you know, whatever the name of the product was, Geese Away. And you just spray it there and the geese won't like it. Well, scientists did a little experiment to find out really what was inside of it. And basically, it was grape soda. And it was spraying grape soda, that essence, the product. And the geese weren't going on that to that piece of property. So Nancy and I spoke about it down near one of her ponds to spray this. And we just never got around to doing it. Sort of giggled every time. Oh, we should. And guess what? And see, in her instance, she's got Jack Russell Terriers she breeds. And those were her Geese Away products because they would just run down there, bark and chase, and the geese would be gone. But I think this would be a great experiment. You can have a control area, an experimental area, and try this and spray some grape soda on it, see if it works. So there you go. So yeah, you want to know something? We must have a balancing act. And we must continue to do this over and over. But, you know, think about this side of it, where I started. But if we protect and preserve habitats correctly, we will have less encounters with our furry friends. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.